I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Nearly 10 years ago, a powerful earthquake unleashed a massive tsunami near Fukushima, Japan. 20,000 people died in that disaster. Over 100,000 evacuated after three nuclear reactors suffered damage and then melted down. On Saturday, the region suffered what's being called an aftershock of that quake. Thankfully, no casualties were reported this time. Joe Handley of Asian Access tells us,
I'm hearing people are safe, but just the anxiety levels are high. The shaking was so bad that books have been thrown across rooms, glass has been broken. So it was a pretty severe shake. I believe I'm hearing it's about 7.1 on the Richter scale.
The Fukushima disaster remains one of the worst nuclear disasters in history. Handley says local Christians want to embody the hope of Jesus in an anxious time. Pray the Holy Spirit will empower them as they serve. And no matter where you live, you can probably look around and see the struggles created by this pandemic. Well, Kenya's no different. Widespread school closures put young girls at risk of child marriage. Food scarcity forced nearly half of the households in rural Kenya to eat less. Kenya Hope's Joy Mueller says,
the pandemic has been really hard on the country of Kenya and in the rural communities. The economy has been hit so hard.
The good news? God is using this hardship to accomplish his purposes.
People have felt hopeless, and they are turning to the Word. They're turning to the churches. The Bibles are in huge demand because people are looking for hope.
Help send an audio Bible to Kenya through missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Ever wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ? Well, this month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Living Hope that lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.